He's not giving up. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Kevin McCarthy insists he'll still be elected House Speaker, though. He failed to get enough votes on three ballots, and one House Republican bailed on McCarthy, switching his vote. And Byron Donalds tells Fox,
for too long in the nation's capital, everybody has just gone along with the next wave of leadership.
There are 20 against McCarthy. There are more than 200 that are for him. But McCarthy took Republicans behind closed doors to tell them he's earned this job, and he just is not able to convince enough members of his own party of that, at least not yet.
Fox's Peter Doocy. Until the House elects a speaker, it can't do anything. Members can't even be sworn in. Former President Trump just posted on social media, it's time for House Republicans to unite around McCarthy, urging them not to turn a great election victory into an embarrassing defeat. Buffalo Bill DeMar Hamlin remains critical at a hospital in Cincinnati after collapsing on Monday Night Football. His heart stopped, but he was revived on the field.
The Bills announcing that Hamlin's condition is improving, although he is still sedated at a Cincinnati hospital in critical condition. Hamlin's family is speaking out publicly for the first time since he collapsed on the field on Monday. They say they are, quote, deeply moved by the prayers, kind words, and donations from fans across the country.
Fox's Brooks Singman. A California father is charged with attempting to murder his wife and kids, driving their car off a cliff, but they all survived the 250-foot fall. Brian Koberger will be next in court in Idaho after waiving extradition in Pennsylvania so he can face charges in the murders of four University of Idaho students in November. Kaylee Gonsalves was one of them. Her mother, Christy, tells Fox,
we are glad that we live in the state of Idaho with the death penalty.
In Missouri, an execution made history last night. The first transgender woman, Amber McLaughlin, who was Scott when murdering an ex-girlfriend in 2003, said she was sorry in a statement before the lethal injection. She started transitioning on death row 3 years ago. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
California is bracing for more stormy weather. Days after heavy rain caused flooding around Oakland and San Francisco, Mayor London Breed says,
while we are still recovering, cleaning out storm drains and working really hard to get our city back on track, the time is not going to be sufficient between now and the next storm to completely recover.
Some areas could get 9 inches of rain. They're also still cleaning up the flood damage near Sacramento, where one person was found dead in a submerged vehicle over the weekend. There's also wintry weather from the Dakotas to Michigan. Almost 300 flights are canceled to or from or within the U.S. And FlightAware reports there are more than 800 delays as Southwest keeps cleaning up its mess from last week.
Southwest has started to hand out 25,000 frequent flyer points to customers affected by its holiday meltdown. The bonus miles are in addition to ticket refunds and reimbursement for expenses. They also came along with a note from Southwest Chief Executive Bob Jordan saying that no amount of apologies can undo your experience. The airline hasn't disclosed the number of passengers affected by nearly 16,000 flight cancellations. Southwest says the bonus points are worth more than $300. However, the value will vary based on factors including trip distance and demand. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Arrests in Washington State and an attack on power substations.
Court documents say Matthew Greenwood and Jeremy Crahan are charged with conspiracy to damage energy facilities in the Christmas Day attack on four electrical substations near Tacoma, Washington. Greenwood told investigators they did it so they could break into a business and steal money from the cash register. He's facing additional weapons charges. Cell phone location data and other information tied the two men to the attacks, which left more than 15,000 customers without power. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Still no arrest in the attack in North Carolina last year that knocked out power for days to tens of thousands. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after selling. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.